Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good evening. We are live tonight on PNP Talk to the Twins, and we're excited because we have a special guest. We're also going to be continuing our Reignite Your Passion for Life, and I am Angel Wing.
Yes, and I'm Butterfly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Special. All right. We are live. We have an awesome guest tonight. Like I said, we want to thank you all for tuning in on air to our Blog Talk show, PNP Talk to the Twins. I hope you're having a wonderful day. We're having an awesome day ourselves. So, Butterfly, let's tell who our special guest is on the show tonight. Drum roll. Yes, that was, okay, there. But we are live with Mr. Dan Hill.
Yes.
We've been listening to his music all day, and we love it.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we love him. Oh, my God. Just melts your heart. Oh, his music so talented.
Good music, inspirational, loving.
We just love it. Yes, we love it, we love it, we love it. And we got to have more of it.
Amen.
Yeah, say amen. So?
You have like to church today.
That's right. Take me to church. Let's do that. So we're going to play a few of his songs or one of his songs. Let's introduce him first.
You can just
Okay. He's live. He's here with us. Mr. Dan Hill. Lyric. Hi. How you doing? Welcome to PNP.
Hey. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're good. We're good over here. We're turned up.
I say y'all because I'm Southern. Sorry.
Oh, we hear the little twang.
I appreciate you coming on the show. Really do.
Oh, thank you for coming on our show. Now, tell us what inspired you to do music. You have such a great talent. That's a great gift. Tell us what inspired you to stand here.
Man, I've always liked music. I really liked music from a younger age. I used to sing all the time, and my mom and my uncle and everybody used to play the guitar, and everybody pretty much, you know, played an instrument, and everybody get together and, you know, the family and stuff on my dad's side and sing and all that kind of stuff, coming back from the church. And so background's church and a lot of gospel and stuff like that. So I've just always loved to sing, and my mom inspired me to do something with it. And she told me, she's like, look, you can sit around here and sing all you want to, but if you're not out there singing for them, you're never going to make any money and you're never going to do anything with it. So I said, okay, let's go.
I've been doing it for quite some time.
I told you
the truth. What genre would you say your music is? What genre? Are you R&B? Are you pop?
I would say I'm not in a genre at all. People, you know, years ago, 2001, 2002, they used to say, well, we see you as John B., and we don't know where to put you. You're country, but you've got this R&B soulful sound. And people didn't know what to do with me at first. So I would tell them, I was like, well, I want to do this, and I want to do that. Well, Elvis did this, and Elvis did that. Madonna did this. Why can't I do it? And they were like, well, you got to stay in one genre. Music. And I was like, well, I mean, what if I just put out a bunch of music since I'm a Gemini and I'm like a twin and I like this, that, and the other. So why can't I just put something out that, you know, people are going to love, period? Why do I have to fall in a genre? So my music, we took it and we took some country influence with some pop R&B and some hip hop and put it together. And we came up with that sound. So, and, my next album, we're going to be putting out two CDs at one time, and it's going to give you a taste of country, soul, pop, R&B. So.
Ooh, we like that mixture. That sounds
yeah.
nice. Country, pop, soul, R&B. Ooh, we got to come up
yeah.
with a name for that.
we,
oh, like
yeah.
it, we like it.
Yeah,
yeah.
As we know, I'm gonna use my birth Gemini number 29, the day I was born 29. So, and then you know me and me together back to back, country boy and R&B singer together back to back. You know, and put it together and we'll see what happens from it, you know.
Oh yeah, we like that now. When are you going to be performing? Are you going to be performing anywhere soon that we can?
I haven't performed in quite some time. I really haven't. I've been taking care of my kids and just on the road working, making money. And I just recently got a call from Easy T, who's in Florida, who does my distribution, mm-hmm. and told me flat out, "Look, we need to do videos on you, no matter what it costs. Let's do it." So, you know,
we got
the money. We can put it behind you and pretty much, you know, put you out because you need video, Stan. I was like, cool, let's do it. So I'm excited about that.
Amazing.
And, you know, everybody's been in my corner, you know, telling me, hey, when's the next song coming out? What are you doing now? You know, so I have a lot of supporters, a lot of fans. And when we drop the music on iTunes and all over the place, I mean, I got a lot of great responses with no promotions. So I was like, man, this is crazy. He called me right away. He was like, hey, man, I have your digital upload. I'm going to show you what it looks like. He's like, they're buying the whole album. Mm-hmm. And they're not just buying one, two songs. They're buying the whole six-song EP. So I was like, wow, that's crazy. He was like, yeah, that's pretty crazy. He's like, so we need to put money behind you, and we need to do something with it because you sitting on it, man. It's not gonna go anywhere like that. So.
True. Yes, you definitely have a talent. I mean, we loved it immediately. It was just like music. You know, we started moving. You know, if you hear some music and you turn on and it gets you to moving,
yeah,
honey, you got some music on.
Yeah. What song do you guys like the most? What song did you like the most? I mean, did you listen to all six songs, or did you just, you know, Superstitious, I Could Be Wrong?
I Could Be Wrong. Yes. I Surrendered.
Okay.
Really, all of them. I mean, it's not one of them.
Okay.
I mean, all of them. Yeah, all of
well,
them. Dream,
Dreaming them. Is a very – all these songs are a part of my life, like Dreaming. I left home when I was 17, Florence, South Carolina. I went to L.A., and you know, came out of LAX and was like, wow, this is crazy. And thought, you know, things were going to just fall in my lap. It didn't happen that way. So that's not, you know, realistic. But, you know, I was out there and everything that I sing about is my life and the story, you know. So that's why I kind of give people stuff like that. But one of these songs I want on radio, but I'm trying to figure out which one I want, either Dreaming or I Surrender Love, or I Could Be Wrong. So, trying to figure that
one
out.
Oh, yeah. Either
one. Maybe I can leave it to my fans and people on Facebook and all that kind of stuff to kind of tell me what they like, and then, you know, I can put it on radio. That's what you're talking about right now.
Exactly. So, you said you're going to be getting ready to do a video or working on doing some videos with your music.
Yep.
So, I know you're excited about that. Oh, wow.
I am excited. You know, like I said, people haven't been listening to the music. The music is like 4 or 5 years old. But, you know, I kind of quit music for a little while. Everything I've been through with all the management and everything, all the ups and downs with stuff with music, you know how it can be. It's not an easy road, you know, music or entertainment.
Right.
And I never gave up, no matter what. You know, I got, you know, down and out, and I was like, well, you know, this is the way it is. And they're like, well, you're getting older, and you know, this, that, and the other, Stan Hill. So what are we going to do? And basically I was like, hey, let's keep it moving. I got money. I can put it behind myself. I'm not worried about what other people can do at this point because obviously I've been doing this for quite some time, and everybody that said they were going to do something, it just never panned out. It never worked. You know what I mean? So obviously it wasn't God's time for me to come out then. So I look at it.
Exactly. So you took matters into your own hands. You believe in yourself enough to go forward and push your dream, and that is amazing. That's why we love having our show, because it's deeper than just the music. It's deeper than just, you know, the conversation. It's letting people know out there that you can push yourself, you can do things that you never thought you could do. And you just saying that just gives me inspiration as well. And even listening to your music, man, oh my. Yes, your music is awesome. Now, where can people get your music? You're on Amazon?
Amazon, and iTunes, Rap City, anywhere you can download music, you can actually download my music. You can actually go live. So anywhere you can download my music, my name's on it. Just History Stand Here.
Okay, and are you on Instagram as well? What social media outlets are you on?
I'm on Instagram, Stand Hill Music, and also Stand Hills Music. And on Twitter, Stand Hills Music, on Twitter.
Okay, that is good to know. Everyone needs to know that. So right now we're going to go to one of your songs, and we're going to listen to Dreaming by Stand Hill. All right, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know, ladies. Here we go. Stand Hill, Dreaming.
American dream. I went out there on hopes and dreams. I said, Mom, I'm leaving. I'm 17. I'm out. And she was like, I remember in Florence when she seen me get on the plane, I was going to LAX, and I was like, I'm out, Ma. This is it. She looked at me, she was like, well, I hope you do. And, man, when I got out there, I just thought everything was going to just fall on my lap. Like, bam. Then ended up on Hollywood Boulevard behind a trash can, and some lady kicked me, and she was like, someone threw away a perfectly good-looking white boy. What happened to you? And I'm like, L.A.
Wow.
L.A. did it. And she was like, oh, no. You coming with me. So, but, you know, I've been blessed, you know, this trip. Everything that I've done in my life, you know, I wouldn't trade for anybody. I tell people all the time, hey, I went through what I went through, and, you know, things are really good right now, so they're just going full steam ahead, not giving up.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right. Yeah.
All right. I like that. Yeah, because this is your season, and we are so excited. And we're part of it.
Yes.
Don't forget us. And I would like to be in your video.
I know that's right.
Just like to get a little on that video, honey, because I know it's going to be fabulous. It's going to be amazing. You are amazing.
Yeah.
I love your energy.
Oh, thank you.
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that you're an inspirational artist as well. The way you spoke about your song Dream, and that's why I felt that was so, you know, suitable to play that song, because you gave us the story behind it, you know. It was from the heart.
Yeah, it's really funny. A friend of mine on Facebook I found the other day, his name is Leslie Whitlock. He was the first photographer ever took any pictures of me and told me, he was like, boy, you are something else. Once you find out who you really are and what you really want, he said, oh, boy, it's a wrap. He was like, man, you got it. You just don't know you got it, you know. And it took me a long time to understand what he was talking about. And he hit me up the other day. He was like, I bought your album. He was like, man, I just can't believe that is you. That's what you wanted to do. And now look at you. You know, you still look good. You know what I mean? Everything is going good for you, Mr. Hill. And, you know, I am truly, honestly proud of you. And I was like, wow. He knew me when I was 18. So I was like, man, this guy here has always been in my corner. When I needed him, most he was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, and I appreciate people like that have always been there, positive and, you know, feeding me good positive things and telling me, hey, man, don't give up. You know, you have something and it's talent, man. God gave it to you for a reason. Use it, you know.
Yeah.
So I keep pushing forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Continue to, because you have inspired us as well. I mean.
Thank you.
Yes, and you do. You have a look. You're a very good-looking man.
Yeah, you're handsome
too. Woo! Oh Lord, oh man.
She called you Vanilla.
Mm-mm.
It's good.
Watch out.
Watch out, and you know what the twins, huh? But we
want to play another one of your songs.
Okay.
And the song is I Could Be Wrong.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I Could Be Wrong.
Now, you wrote most. Did you write most of your songs? You wrote them yourself?
Me and CK did. CK, his name's Frank Oliphant. He's on my Facebook page. CK, he's a really good writer. He's wrote for a lot of different people. Jaheim, he's wrote for Charlie Wilson. I mean, you name it. He's my best. He's a good friend, a very close friend to me. So we've been knowing each other for quite some time. Yeah. So.
Okay, and his name is what now? So we can find him.
CK, SEKAY, CK, Frank Oliphant.
Yeah. Okay, we'll look for him.
Yeah.
He is awesome. All right.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's a genius.
Here we go.
Yeah, me and him would sit together for hours and be like, tell me a story. Tell me a story about you. You know, that's how we're going to write. We're going to write a story about you and just see what's going on, because you got a lot of stuff to talk about. You got a lot of things to talk about and we can put in a song. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. So that's how we started it. He was like, 17, silly me. He said, you know, I ended up in Hollywood Boulevard and thought I knew it all. And he was like, okay, all right, we got you. Let's go, you know. So, yeah, it's been good.
All right. Okay, here we go. I Could Be Wrong.
All right.
Oh, pick up and walk out the door. It doesn't faze me that she won't even return my call. I guess she don't love me, cause if she did, she would've held me down, 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 down. And it doesn't really matter if she trusts me. She don't even care if she believes anything I say. Maybe it's better if we end it this way. So I think I better fall.
This was based off my kid's mother. We went through a lot of ups and downs. She was, you know, telling me my music, like, she's giving me an ultimatum, like, you know, hey, you're going to have to decide. You either, you know, want me in this relationship and your children, or you want your music, because you don't quit another job. You just that and the other. You just believe what anybody tell you. I was like, I'm excited. And I used to be so excited about when someone said, hey, man, we want to fly you up to New York, round trip ticket, first class, because, you know, everybody called me prima donna back in them days. They were like, you're like a prima donna. You know you got it going on, but at the end of the day, man, come on, be realistic.
Right,
so
right.
She would give me this crap, and I'm like, you know, on and off touch thing, and I was like, man, look, you know, it's like this, that, the other. I mean, you know, I give 110% of anything that I do. I will, blood, sweat, and tears is how I look at it. In any type of relationship, you know, communication is key, you know? So, So, but yeah, I love that song. I think that's the one we might even put on radio. What do y'all think?
Oh, yes. That's my favorite. That's one of my favorites. That's the first one I listened to. I was like, yes, that makes so much sense. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
People need to hear that song. Really, truly, they do. Because I'm sure a lot of people can relate. Well, I know I can. I don't know about Angeline. Yeah, she married and all. I've been out there, honey. Don't get twisted. She's been married for 16 years. Yeah,
thank you, Lord.
She don't know what we deal with out here. Yeah, and I don't know.
I know that's right. Yeah, watch out for them guys. I have my daughters on the road with me right now, my two youngest, and I tell them all the time, look, no, I am going to have all that with marks in it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I'm not
going
to allow it to happen. You know, you ladies need to find a man that's going to respect you and be good to you and open the door for you and stuff. I know realistically not everybody's going to agree. Am I right? But at the end of the day, keep your hands off of my daughters. Keep your hands off them. Love them. You know, respect them. That's what I want. You know, I do that with their mother, and I would do that with any woman. You know, I respect women.
Yeah, right. So we're going to have you back on that love and relationship show.
Well, you know what? You know what? I've given $5,000 towards breast cancer. You know, I've also done a lot of charity and stuff like that. My son, he has autism. And I get to autism and orthographosis. My daughter was born with orthographosis. The girl was on American Idol, the blonde-haired girl that was Ryan Page. Her arms are a little straight and bent, you know, on the wrist and stuff. And that's how my daughter, my oldest daughter, was born. And having two kids with special needs and everything else, you know, I put down music and everything else to jump into an 18-wheeler and go over the road and make money, so that she can have all that she needs, you know, as far as, you know, her arms and stuff go, therapy and so on and so forth. So.
Oh, that's a blessing. Yes. God will give you no more than you can handle, and you are awesome.
I know
that.
I know if that is right, you know. So I've been blessed, and I'm being blessed every day. You know, everything, something comes. Lady called me the other day, and she was like, I'm doing this series, and I need another actor. And I looked at your picture, and she didn't even know I sang. So I sent her a link, and she was, oh, my God, one of the songs we might even be able to use on the show or something like that. You know, I really like sending you a script and so on. So I was like, really? She's like, you done acting? Yeah, I've done acting. You know, I've done it plenty times before, you know, auditions and so on and so forth. So, yes, of course I'm interested. Let's see what you got. So.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, see, and that's amazing. You know, God opened doors for you when you're least expected, and you're being obedient.
Yep.
You're taking care of your kids. You're doing the man thing. That's when God said, "Oh, he's ready. He's ready for a blessing." So that's amazing.
I forgot
about me.
I forgot about me for a moment. And like people always tell me, like, "Stan, you take care of this. You do this. You take care of this person, that person. Take care of you too." You know. And then the other day, I went out. Got me a tattoo. I was like, hey, let me get – I never had a tattoo before. I got one. Everybody was like, oh, I can't believe you did that. I was like, yeah, I did it. Yeah, you know, I'm putting another one on me too. I mean, I put everything on hold for everybody. And now it's time for me to do what I need to do for me. Because in order for me to take care of anybody, I got to take care of me first, you know. So that's what it is.
Yes. But we hate to go. We've been talking to you. We're going to be in touch with you for sure.
Okay.
We got some things that we want to, you know, talk to you about. But we thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you.
Continue doing what you're doing.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies. Y'all have a blessed one.
Thank you. You too. Woo! Now,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.